OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. Everybody, my name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. As always, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. We have a great show lined up for you. We'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. Now, tonight, we're very excited because we're welcoming the first lady of R&B herself, Faith Evans, to discuss her career and upcoming TV One reality show, R&B Divas. As always, we want you to be part of the discussion, so call in with your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. And you can also join us in chat. There's a link on our Facebook page. Before we get started, I want to congratulate our team, the Stephen Knight Show here, because we were nominated for our first award, the 2012 ATL Entertainment Hottest Awards, and we're nominated for Hottest Internet Radio Show. So we definitely need your help if you want us to win. You can go to our Facebook page or our website, thestephenknightshow.webs.com. There's a link to where you can go to vote. They pick the winner based on votes. And while you're there, your boy, Stephen, was also nominated for two other awards, Hottest Male Vocalist and Future Superstar. So while you're there, vote for all three awards. The more the merrier. We appreciate you in advance. But first, Ms. Parker, how you doing? Is Parker with us? Okay, I guess she's not here. She came out of the morning. Oh, there she is. I knew Mom was Parker was there.
I was trying a new headset, sorry. And obviously it's not working, but I'm super, super excited.
How are you doing?
Feeling excited and feel like it's going to be a good Monday night. Faith Evans is on the show.
Yeah.
How was your day?
So, my day was good, actually, for Monday. I'm just excited about this nomination, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We went last year,
remember?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we went last year.
But you was nominated for your music.
For music, right. So this year we have the music and the show, and so hopefully we'll win the award. How was your weekend?
Weekend was so much fun. I had a really great weekend. Went out on Friday night, went to a pool party Saturday night, and kind of just recovered yesterday. But just glad Monday is over. You know, it's always
exactly.
A rough start, but glad it's over and four more days and counting.
Exactly. The countdown has begun, right?
Right. How was yours?
My weekend was cool. I didn't do too much. You know, weather was kind of bad on Saturday. So I just, worked out, did things around the house. But, you know, it was a good weekend. It was a good weekend altogether. So, you know, Ms. Parker, I watched, what's the show, For the Love of Hip Hop? What is it?
Oh, you watched it tonight?
I watched the last 15 minutes, and I wasted 15 minutes of my life watching that show. That's all.
Yeah, I usually miss it at 8 o'clock because I'm usually at the gym at 8. So I have, if I do watch it, it's usually on reruns or after the show on Mondays. But, it is entertaining because I do feel like it's scripted. It is scripted, and I do feel like it's scripted. I mean, but it's foolishness, and it's free entertainment, and, you know, I love it. So it makes me feel a lot better about my life.
Exactly. Well, you know we have Faith on tonight. What's one of your favorite Faith Evans songs?
Dude, I love all of her stuff. I saw your post, and I was like, how am I supposed to pick a song? But you know,
right,
original,
right.
Soon As I Get Home, Already
Get
Gone,
Home.
Which is a newer one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love all of her stuff. I love Faith.
Yeah. Well, I know Adam and Chiki on the line. What's going on, guys?
Nothing much. What's going on, Mr. Knight? Hey, what's going on, Adam? Hey, Ms. Parker.
Hey.
So what's going on with y'all see over the weekend?
I am seeing Total Recall. How about you, Chiki?
I saw Red Hook Summer and a movie called 360.
Oh, nice.
Did you hear me?
Yeah,
Red Hook Summer and 360. They were both pretty good. You know, Red Hook Summer is a movie that was done by Spike Lee. I'm so glad that he, you know, got back in the game and he decided to give us a little piece of art. It stays in true form of Spike Lee art, and he delivers. It's a movie about a young man from the South who actually has to go stay in Brooklyn with his holier-than-thou grandfather, who is very staunch in religion, and he tries to instill those religious values into his grandson who's visiting for the summer. Now, to the grandson, he's a fish out of water. He's in a strange place with this grandfather that bores him to death. And it's kind of a coming-of-age story. As he goes through the summer, he starts to have these experiences being in Brooklyn and being with his grandfather, and he grows. So, like I said, in true Spike Lee form, he delivers in this movie. I highly recommend that you check it out. Again, it's called Red Hook Summer. Check it out. I give it thumbs up. The second movie is called 360. Now, I know a lot of people remember the movie Traffic, which was about drugs. This movie is about sex, but it's kind of like the same premise of Traffic, where they follow four different storylines, and it's about how sexual situations bleed over into other aspects of your life. And this movie stars the likes of Anthony Hopkins, Jude Law, Ben Foster, and Rachel Weisz. You want action,
okay.
You want drama, you want sex and a good storyline and plot, check this movie out. It delivers. And it hits home on so many levels of different aspects of, like, affairs and people's sexual proclivities and just the human nature and the basis of it around sex. It's one that I highly recommend. And remember, leave your kids at home. This is for adults.
Sounds like it.
What did you see, Adam?
The two that I have for the weekend.
Okay. I had Total Recall, which, if no one knows, it's a kind of a reboot of the series or kind of a new version of the movie from 1990 that starred Arnold Schwarzenegger originally. This version stars Colin Farrell, and basically the premise is it's a futuristic story. There's two superpowers, one in Australia, one in Great Britain. They're connected by this elevator that goes through the core of the Earth, which is kind of an interesting concept. And Colin Farrell plays a normal everybody guy who is kind of tired of his life, is kind of tired of the boringness, and so he goes visits this place called Recall, and what they do is they implant memories. So you can have realistic memories of anything you desire for a price. So he decides to check it out. He picks kind of a spy mission for his memory, and that's when things change. And then it shifts into him kind of recalling all this stuff. He's having memories of actually being a spy, actually being a secret agent, and Kate Beckinsale plays his wife in the movie, who also is trying to hunt him down. So it turns into an action-packed adventure as he goes along, and you kind of are going along with the story wondering if this is Recall, if he's actually, these are the memories of what he decided to do, or if this is actually reality, and this is something that really happened. So in the sense of the original one, it does that kind of story. Is it as good as the original? I would say no. Arnold just did such a great job, and, you know, there's definitely a different plot in the original. They go to Mars as opposed to everything staying on Earth for this new one. So there's definitely a lot of differences. The original was a little more plot-driven. This one is definitely action-packed, though. You're going to enjoy it. If you want a good action movie, there is almost nonstop action, and the fight scenes between Kate Beckinsale, Colin Farrell, and Jessica Biel are all great. You know, it'll keep you going. A lot of action in this one. So it's worth checking out if you like an action movie. If you're not so much into the action or if you saw the original, then this one you could save for a rental. But it was definitely enjoyable.
Okay. Anything coming up that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I saw a trailer for this one called Argo, and I don't know if you saw a trailer for that, TK, but it's another Ben Affleck one directed one, and he usually does a good job directing movies. And it's basically like based on a true story, declassified information. So as always, when they say based on a true story, they're loosely based on a true story. But it's about this team of CIA agents that are trying to bring back during the whole Iran storming of the embassy in the 70s, some people, I guess, escaped. They hide out at the Prime Minister's of Canada's house, and their mission to CIA operatives is to pretend that they're making a movie, Canadian filmmakers, to bring these people out and bring them home to safety. So it looked really good. I mean, you know, the trailer sold me, so hopefully that'll be as good as the trailer made it out to see.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm looking at the Bourne Legacy, of course, from the Bourne saga, the campaign with Will Ferrell, and Hope Springs with Meryl Streep and Tommy Lee Jones. That looks like it's going to be pretty good. That's a little romantic comedy.
When is Sparkle coming out?
Sparkle's coming out this week, too. Oh,
the 17th.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Yes, the 17th.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
So that should be pretty good.
It should be. It's gotten good reviews from early on, people who listened to it, who saw it, you know, screenings and whatnot. Well, guys, as always, we thank you all for, you know, giving us your movie reviews, and definitely look forward to speaking to you again next week, okay?
Absolutely.
Great.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Aaron. It's been about the Olympics, all about the Olympics. Tell us about it.
Oh, man, all about the Olympics. Hey, Ms. Parker.
What's going
tonight.
On, Aaron?
Hey, congratulations, first of all, to everybody for the award nominations and things. So much
Absolutely.
Deserved.
Same to you.
Thank you. But, yeah, the Olympics, man, it's been awesome. Quick recap, China. Not only do they like dominate the world economy, but they also are dominating the Olympic Games. They have
they're
the most
their sports, aren't they?
They are taking over. They are in first place with the most medals. They have 64 medals total. They have 64 medals total. We're in second place with 63. China also has the most gold medals with 31, and we have 29. Yeah, so China's just kicking, you know,
Ms.
what.
Ms. Parker, you say you haven't seen them crack a smile yet?
Right.
I haven't seen one crack a
smile
yet.
Right, China ain't playing.
They're playing.
They're going hard.
They are like America.
Yeah.
Who? USA? What?
Maybe they don't have a choice. Like they're probably like, we can't go home not winning.
We can't go home.
You know, right.
It is
out there.
I thought the same thing, y'all. I'm
it's
like,
it's not
you know
safe
what?
To go home. Be losing. Uh-uh.
Nah,
you
got to
win.
You better win a bronze something. You better make it.
Right.
You better go
bring
get some copper or something and turn it into a medal. But yeah, it's intense. In China, so
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I ain't seen a grand or nothing. What possibly?
Who'd have thought, right? Who'd have thought China? Right?
China ain't playing with y'all. They're not playing with y'all.
They're not playing.
So
They're not playing.
Do you think we can catch up, or is it? What do you think?
Yeah, we're not that far behind.
We're not that far behind at all. Oh yeah, we'll catch up definitely in men's and women's basketball. I mean, we got that unlocked.
Yeah.
And then also with you know, with the women's track and field, I think we'll catch
the soccer team. Soccer team is not looking too bad either.
Soccer team is looking good. Yeah, I mean, we all right now.
Volleyball.
Volleyball. Now as far as like table tennis and handball and all that, I don't know. You know, I don't know about
and
all
they
that.
Right. Being, gymnastics unlocked.
Gymnastics unlocked. Gymnastics is unlocked. Miss Gabby Douglas, man. Right. Miss Gabby Douglas. First of all, congratulations to Gabby Douglas, man. I mean, history. She made history.
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead.
What's all the commotion people talk about out here? I don't understand that. Like, you know, and
embarrassed because now our ignorance is on mainstream media.
About
her hair. How embarrassing is that? Like, our ignorance is stuff that's like a community thing. You know, we all know that there's ignorant people in the black community to always worry about somebody's hair and dumb stuff. Now it's mainstream. Yeah, it's just like
it's
on
mainstream.
Yahoo. I mean, you should have seen those comments that white folks were making on Yahoo.
But you know, she made a comment. She addressed it in a recent interview, and she said that, you know, I've worn my hair like this forever. She said, I'm competing. You know, this is what I do to keep everything in place. And she said, over it because she said,
what are they doing?
Right.
Nothing but sitting on their butts eating chitlins and Popeye's chicken and
getting their lashes and their $2 weaves. Please don't get me started.
Got
I was so embarrassed when I saw that on Yahoo. I'm like, why do Yahoo have to write a story? Because then it went I saw it on the War News.
I saw it on the War News
and all that. I'm like, what on earth? How embarrassing is this?
Think about it. These people can't even spell gymnastics, let alone do what she did. So, I mean, you know, first of all, Stephen, make sure that your cousins don't be trying to talk about people's hair, man. You know, keep your cousins.
What have you done productive lately? You know what I mean?
She's playing a sport.
Right.
She's playing a sport. It's not a fashion show. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Right.
And the fact that she's come up on beautiful. And the fact
gorgeous.
That she's come up on $10 million in endorsements alone. Trust me, her hair will be on point.
It's up to 90, right. Honey.
Isn't
her hair's
going to
be fine.
On point when
she's
it's time.
Paid,
you know what I'm saying?
She's paid, and I would just wave to all the haters and negative
right,
people.
Yeah.
I would give them the deuces all the way to the bank. So,
You
know, yeah. So I just thought it was just silly. I'm like, really? You ain't got nothing to say but talk about the girl's hair. And there was nothing wrong with the hair. Okay, she got a weave.
Right.
So what?
Big deal.
Guess what? White girls have weaves. Black girls have weaves. Asian girls have weaves. Yeah, everybody's got weaves, wigs, extensions, pieces.
They're really concerned because they're saying it's nappy. It wasn't done.
They're not worried about the weave. But guess what? If she would not have worn a weave and would have went out there natural, they would have talked about it. Oh, why she ain't got no weave in her hair? It's all.
Oh my God,
bushy.
Black folks are beyond ignorant. It's just beyond ignorant.
You can't win.
But
you
know, it's been a lot of scrutiny, not just even in the black community, but a lot of the women. Have you noticed a lot of the women are being scrutinized for their weight? I can't remember who the one lady is. Her body's off the chain. They're calling her fat because she has a big butt. I mean, these are athletic people who have dedicated their lives to these competitions, and apparently, if they place to be in the Olympics, they're good. You know what I mean? To me, it's just ignorant, that, you know, and I think it does something to people when they keep hearing that over and over again about their body, how they look. One woman, they said she's like a man. You know, who wants to hear that?
Right.
You know what? Anger and hate comes from a place of hurt. Obviously, there's something going on in these folks' life, and they need to get it together. Because how could you possibly, like, have so much negative things to say about these people who are out here who dedicate their lives to something
Most of us
don't even get a chance to do.
You're living
your dream.
And they are representing us to the world.
Yeah,
that's why I'm like,
do y'all
realize they are representing us to the world?
Yeah.
And we should have some kind of pride, you know, appreciation.
I'm reading our chat room, and Angela Lewis put, her husband says, whatever. They can talk about her over breakfast, talking about Gabby, because she's on the Wheaties box.
Right.
They can talk about her over breakfast, but she's on the Wheaties box, you know. Well, yeah, I like
right.
that. I like that.
She about to be on all the commercials, man. She
yeah,
drops the
yeah.
cash in, so let them talk. Also, big ups, Serena Williams. You know,
absolutely.
First,
congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, Serena Williams, first female ever to win all four of the Grand Slams and the Olympic gold medal all together.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
congratulations, Serena. That's also she made history. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
She made history.
Absolutely.
Michael
Don't
Phelps,
Don't forget
man.
Venus. Venus
oh,
won
Venus.
The doubles with
Oh,
her.
Yeah.
yeah.
Shout
the
out
doubles.
To you,
That's
too.
Right. That's right. That's right. Venus. Yes, ma'am. Venus Williams. Congratulations also. But, yo, Michael Phelps, man. The most medals in Olympic
history,
22.
Yeah, beast.
And what we talking about last week, how he seems like he's just not into it and how he doesn't care, and then he comes around and breaks history again. Wasn't that amazing?
Dude just got so much swag, man. He's just what? I'm just going to do me. I'm not going to get all hyped and everything. I might come
right.
in second place in, like, one or two swim meets. That's fine. Then I'll kick it in whenever I want to kick it in. And he just kicks it in.
Mm-hmm.
He just puts it in. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, amazing.
Yeah.
Most
and he
medals,
said this is,
like I
he,
said. Go ahead.
He said this is his last one, right? Is that correct?
Yes. This is it. Yeah, he said that he's done.
Let me ask you something real quick, Aaron. You know when Serena won, she did the crip walk.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's been some kind of mild controversy over was it appropriate, what was it. I think she was just happy. You know what I mean? She was happy.
She was happy, man.
About all these people doing all that crazy dance.
Right.
Y'all saw that guy from Kenya, he was getting down. So what?
Right.
Exactly.
People express themselves the way that they express themselves. She's from Southern California.
That Kenya dude was getting it. He was dropping like it was hot and everything. And his legs was like pimples.
Right. But also people need to realize also
go ahead, get your dance on.
And that's what I was going to say. The crip walk has kind of turned into a dance. You know, people, it's kind of like a dance now. So I think that she
well,
turned.
Well, she's not a crip. It is a dance.
It is a dance, right. She's not a crip. So it's just a dance.
Right,
you know? It's funny how whenever the president and the first lady did the whole fist jab thing. A certain segment of the population wanted to turn that into something negative. A fist
jab.
You know, come on, really? Right. So, you know, people see what they want to see and they'll comment how they want to comment on it. But, yeah, she's great. She's excellent. She's awesome. Love you, Serena Williams. Amazing. Good job. And Michael Phelps also, he has the most gold medals also in history. Yes, but 18 gold medals. So, Michael Phelps, we are proud of you, man. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Also wanted to talk about Usain Bolt. This man is...
Yeah.
He's... I can't even put it into words, man. He is a beast when it comes to running.
Yeah, he is.
He won a gold medal again, defended his gold medal back in 2008, 9.63 seconds, 100 meter dash, and he is the he joins Carl Lewis as the only man to successfully defend a gold medal in the 100 meter dash. So congratulations,
wow.
Mr. Bolt. Yes, he's again, just history. History was just being made all throughout these Olympics,
exactly.
And it's just halfway done. So
we
got a whole nother like week. And, you know, to watch for more history to be made. Also wanted to comment on a sad note. Garrett Reed, who is the older son of Philadelphia Eagles head coach Andy Reed, he was found dead yesterday at the Eagles training camp. He was 29 years old, so. I want to give my condolences to Andy Reid. They're saying that he committed suicide. I don't know. Like, I don't think that they've announced, like, how he did it, whether he hung himself or if he
shot himself or wasn't medication or anything. But just wanted to tell, you know, all the Eagles fans, the Eagles players, organization, Andy Reid and his family, you know, I'm sorry for your loss. So.
Absolutely.
They said that he struggled with drugs for years.
Yeah, yeah,
and
I heard that.
Back together. And it always seemed like when people were trying to get their lives back together, you know, things like that happen.
That's
so
what happened. Yeah.
Definitely my condolences to that family and
absolutely.
The Eagles crew.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Tony Dungy, the former head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, his son committed suicide few years back also. So
yeah, I remember.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, if, like, we all think that, you know, the children of these head coaches have it easy, man. I don't think so. Maybe there's like a lot of pressure of being the son of a popular
mm-hmm.
head coach,
yeah.
and you know, people yeah. assume that you should, you know, I guess be a certain way or live a certain way, and sometimes it can kind of, you know, it can kind of take you to the dark side. So
absolutely. Well, Aaron, tell everybody your new Twitter, because Aaron changed his Twitter. Name on everybody.
I
didn't
changed my Twitter and also changed my Instagram.
Why did you do that?
I just wanted something different because you know what, Ms. Parker, I was like, okay, all I say is Ron Cosby 1 or A. Ron Cosby. I'm like, that is so boring. I'm like, God, wait, let me just kind of spice it up a little bit.
But what happened to all the people who were following you before? What's going to happen with them?
Oh, they still follow me. Like, they're actually
yeah,
still on
it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about Twitter. Sorry.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's not new Twitter.
it's just all of the new ones that want to follow me now. They'll have to find me a new name.
So what's your new one, Aaron?
Okay.
It's the letter A and the number one, just like A1 steak sauce. A1 underscore the word 20 TWENTY. Then the number one and the number two. So it's A1 underscore 2012.
All right, everyone.
Yeah.
As always, we thank you so much. And they can follow you on Twitter, follow Instagram,
and follow me
Facebook.
On Instagram. Same thing. Mm-hmm. A1 underscore 2012. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook. Of course, it's still the same. Aaron Cosby. And y'all have a good night. And
you
tell
too.
This. Oh, never mind. And I look forward to the Faith Evans interview. I'm excited about that.
All right, y'all.
Bye.
Ms. Parker, Bruce, what's going on entertainment news?
I'm not sure what's going on with the rapper Game and his fiance, a baby mama,
yeah.
whoever. But she, you know, they were supposed to get married, and it was supposed to be, I guess, televised a couple
mm-hmm.
of weeks ago, and he called it off. So
yeah.
I'm not sure what that is, but supposedly they're back together. Kim and Kanye are still going strong, believe it or not.
Yep.
Supposedly there are wedding very close in the future.
Okay.
Speaking of love and hip hop, I heard that they were supposed to be having a reunion, then it wasn't because people wouldn't agree to show up. Supposedly it's finally back on, the reunion is back on, and Scrappy is going to propose to Erica. I know you haven't been watching, but supposedly that's what's popping with that. So it's back on to all the people who've been, trying to see what was going to happen with that. Oprah is interviewing Rihanna in Barbados,
yeah.
which is one of my
yeah.
favorite places to visit.
Yeah,
I love me some Rihanna. I like Rihanna as a person, I think, because I like her crazy side. She's a Pisces.
Right, yeah.
You know me, I ride for Pisces. But
exactly.
I'm not a huge fan of her music, but I think she got that fashion stuff together. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's a gorgeous girl.
So can't wait. I probably won't, Oprah, she'll probably make a part 2, 3, and 4.
Right.
So I'll probably catch what I can. I'll catch what I can with that. This past weekend, it was the hair show in Atlanta, so everybody was in town.
Wow.
Hope you guys all have fun and was safe out there in these streets and with all the crazy hair and stuff going on. Really
right.
quickly, Stevie Wonder is getting a divorce. I don't know what to say. I'm just, if you don't have anything nice to say, just keep it moving.
Yeah.
I think that's about it. Do you have anything else you want to add?
Just quickly,
oh,
you know, we have
was released from prison.
Yeah, he was.
A lot of people who've been waiting for him. Yeah, he just released from prison last week. So,
just real quick, I found something very interesting. You know, we had Monifa on the show about a month ago. She's on the new reality show with Faith, who's going to be on in a few minutes. And one thing that she didn't mention is that she's in a lesbian relationship. I was watching the trailer.
Oh, she is?
I watched the trailer, and I guess one of her conflicts is trying to get her daughter to respect her relationship with her girlfriend, with Monifa's girlfriend.
Okay.
And her daughter said, I can't respect that. Her daughter can't respect
that. Well, I'm not really surprised anyway. It's Monifa. Love her, but I'm not surprised. Speaking of that, what do you think about the whole Chick-fil-A thing?
Oh, my God. All right. Well, I can't remember. I was reading one of the blogs today, trying to get entertainment stuff, and I can't remember what football player it was, but I guess he said that he supports Chick-fil-A in terms of, well, he's going to continue to eat Chick-fil-A. And someone tweeted him, would you still eat a Chick-fil-A if they said flavor was a good idea? He wrote back, the chicken's just too good. Oh, my gosh. But,
here's my opinion. I wasn't going to post this on Facebook, but I just wasn't in the mood to just feed into the negativity. Like, you know, normally I would have went off. It really bothers me when black people support prejudice and ignorance. Because 100 years ago, we were in the same shoes that the gay and lesbians are fighting for, believe it or not. The same people who are speaking out and saying, if you really read the history of that whole family, they would have probably owned, they probably owned your ancestors.
Yeah.
I mean, and they use the Bible just like they're doing now to justify that.
Because
back in the day, they used the Bible to justify slavery because they said that your skin color was due to sin. So all this stuff you're saying, well, it's because of my religion, whatever. Black folks got so much damn religion for me, period. And secondly, you blindly support people without reading. Read something. Do some research on what you're, you know what I mean? It's like, I understand you being religious. That's cool. You voice your opinion, support who you want to support, but at least have some education behind your support. That's all I got to say. I was going to go off on Facebook, but I said, I'm leaving alone.
The way I feel about it, I think that he shouldn't have, the owner shouldn't have really made a statement. But someone made a very good point about it. They said that, you know, a lot of the Chick-fil-A restaurants are not owned by the owner. They're different franchises. So
just like everything else, but they have to follow certain franchise rules. But before this whole Chick-fil-A thing came out, Esther and, you know, our old co-worker, we all had this conversation because they were asking me how come I don't eat at Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
I knew what his religious beliefs, their family religious beliefs were before. And the only time I've ever eaten at Chick-fil-A was it was free. I have never spent a dime up in there. I went up in there and got my free sandwich and try to get another free sandwich on them.
I would not
pay for their food. It's funny because my job ordered Chick-fil-A sandwiches for everyone last week, believe it or not. And I didn't eat any. Because I'm like, okay, now it's beyond the point of being free. You got to stand up for something. And I do believe, I mean, it's okay. This pastor, he said something that made sense. He said, we have the right to voice our opinions too as Christians. True.
Right.
All I'm saying is let your opinion be an educated one. That's all I'm saying.
That's true. Well, we'll continue to talk about this and other, you know, hot topics.
Oh, go to Starbucks next week, everyone. Starbucks next week. Sorry, I'm going to cut you off. I'm sorry, tomorrow. Starbucks tomorrow to show your support for gay marriage and equality.
Okay.
Starbucks tomorrow.
All right. Well, let's take a quick commercial break. We come back. We're live with Ms. Faith Evans. Right back in a moment.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide.
Not only is EOT Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
1990s, initially working as a songwriter for many artists such as Mary J. Blige, Usher, and many artists signed under Bad Boy Entertainment. But in 1995, she became a household name when she released her smash single, He Used to Love Me, and the rest was history. Songs such as Soon As I Get Home, All Night Long, Love Like This, and one of my all-time favorites, I Love You, are just some of the many hits that fans all over the world grew to love. Her last album, Something About Faith, which was released in 2010, spawned the hit single Gone Already, another certified smash hit. Recently, she joined forces with R&B divas Monifa, Linda Johnson, Nikki Gilbert, and Kiki Wyatt for a new reality show called R&B Divas, which premieres this fall on TV1. Please help me welcome to the show the beautiful and talented Miss Faith Evans. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you doing? Were actually one of the first concerts I ever saw in my life. At the time, you were on tour with Drew Hill, Total, and Case. And,
That was
1998. And Pam from Total is actually real related. And so I was able to be backstage and everything. When y'all came to Richmond, where I'm from, and Faith, I have to tell you, you killed it. Like, I was, like, blown away. I was like, wow. So, it's just full circle having you on the show. But you were a contributor to what many call the golden age of hip-hop and R&B music. What stands out the most for you about being that era of music?
Can you sing this part? So I gave him to write a singing part.
my sister had the CD, the tape single, and she played it literally. I remember she was taking me to the dentist, and she played it on repeat the whole way. And I knew the whole song by the time I got home. once you released that single, how did your life change?
Technology has certainly changed the way music is perceived, and you know, the it makes it easier for some.
been in the industry for a minute, what is one of the biggest lessons you've learned being in that, being part of that industry?
Artists, and you being a successful artist,
where we make them to break them kind of thing, where, you know, we're building them up to this, to that, and then the minute they make a mistake or something happens, because we all go through difficult times, they're bashing them. You being a celebrity, well-known person, how does it feel when you hear a story about you, true or not, in the media? That's negative.
But no, Nikki was working on this idea for a show, and
who are all on the show. What is it that you want a person to take away with after watching this series?
You're listening to the Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to the Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM
Radio.
The Stephen Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I want to apologize. That interview we did was pre-recorded because Faith was unable to be here at the that late in the day because she's promoting her new reality show. And so the audio got a little distorted, but we're going to post that interview on our YouTube page. We have a new YouTube page, the Stephen Knight Show. We'll be posting the audio so you'll be able to hear it clear and hear some of the points that she made. I think she made some really good points, and hopefully you were able to hear some of it tonight. But the full interview will be on YouTube, and we'll post that on our Facebook page, the Stephen Knight Show, on Facebook and also on our website. So look out for that. But now it's time to go on to Stephen's playlist. And as you know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured on during the playlist. And tonight we dedicate the whole playlist to the one and only Miss Faith Evans. Everyone that hears the songs, you know, it takes you back to, you know, where you were at that moment, what grade you were in, where you were in that point in your life. So we're going to definitely be playing a bunch of her songs. But if you're interested in being featured on Stephen's playlist, email us at thestephenknightshow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, one or two promotional pictures. Now remember, all songs must be edited for radio, meaning no cursing. I definitely look forward to hearing from you. Now the first song is by the First Lady of R&B herself, Faith Evans, her very first single entitled "You Used to Love Me." Check it out and enjoy Stephen's playlist.
Love.
Now you're ready. Just believe me, true believer. It's Volume 4, baby.
Some of the best songs by Faith Evans, especially some of the well-known songs. I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. We had a lot of faithfuls on tonight listening to the interview. And again, don't forget we'll be we'll be posting the full interview on our YouTube page definitely within the next few days. So look out for our Facebook page for the Stephen Knight Show. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. I want to thank Ms. Evans for giving us her time. Also, I want to encourage everyone to go out and vote for us for the hottest internet radio show for the ATL Hottest Entertainment Awards. You can also vote for me, Hottest Male Vocalist, and Future Superstar. The link will be on our Facebook page, on our website, thestephenknightshow.webs.com. Have a great week. We'll be back next week with another great show. Until then, God bless.